I'm on. I can tell. Going to be continuing tonight with the armour of God. Scripture you should all know, but I'll say it again. It's taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 to 17. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Right, if you remember last time I spoke, we covered the breastplate. So now we're on to the feet. Now, thinking about feet, strange things to think about, really, but as people that go shopping, we've got a great choice in what we put on as feet. There's shops dedicated to bewildering our minds in the amount of choice of footwear we have. But tonight, the footwear which I'm going to be talking about is quite specific, quite strange, and quite unusual. But it is an essential piece of our kit. There's several things which do stand out to me about this footwear. But, one of the strangest things, I think, is what it actually talks about in that short part of Scripture. And with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. We're talking about armour, and yet in this verse here, instead of kitting ourselves, as you would imagine, with defensive things or with attacking things, we're kitting ourselves with peace. Now, you might think that's very strange if you're going to war, to be going out with peace. But hopefully, we might reveal a little bit of something about this part of our equipment. Like I said, it's quite a strange piece of kit, how it describes it in this verse. I mentioned earlier when we started talking about the belt and things like that, it was in comparison to what a Roman soldier would wear. So in this scripture, this part of the scripture, we can therefore assume it is following the same lines. It's describing a Roman soldier's footwear. Now, in this time that this scripture was written, this particular piece of a Roman soldier's outfit or a Roman soldier's armour would be something that is very similar to a sandal. It may be described as a sandal which is elongated in some ways. The twinings for it or the makeup of it would come possibly part way up the leg. The other difference with this sandal is that it would have nails of some kind of a description on the base to aid traction in marching. It's be something which is hard wearing. Something which could stand the test of time. Roman soldiers, when they were marching, would march for many days upon a time, would move many miles. Bear that in mind as we move on through this short verse. The next thing it suggests is readiness. Readiness to which we can associate speed and preparation. Possibly what is strange here, normally under speed, this would be achieved barefoot. Yet here our feet are covered. Our feet are fitted with readiness. So we have protection, we have traction, we have a motivation to keep us moving with a vigorous step, a quick step, a firm step, a strong step. But the strangeness doesn't stop there. It's a very short verse, this particular one, but there's a lot of different aspects within it. We read on and it says, this comes from the gospel of peace. I think this is quite strange. We're speaking of armour, yet of peace. Something possibly that we don't associate normally when we're going out to battle. When we're going out to face the enemy. What do we think of when we think of peace? Do we think of the still waters, the quietness, the undisturbed moments, the calmness? Surely this is a conflict of going out to battle. How can peace stand in this place? It strikes me when we're speaking of something which is placed around our feet, the very things that we stand on. Is this saying that we stand for peace? In Psalms 29, verse 11, it says, "The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace." Two words together there, strength and peace. Would you normally associate peace with strength? Peace with armor? Peace with our defense? Peace with our attack? What difference could this make in our daily life? In our situation? In our struggles? And in our battle? Matthew 5 verse 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." We are to stand out from the crowd. We are the children of God. We are the things that can make the difference, that can change the battle, that can move us forward, that can conquer what seems to be the unconquerable. These verses stress to each one of us that we are in a battle on a daily. So are we battle ready, willing with peace on our feet? And what is this going to do? What is peace going to do in the battle? In Ephesians 2, 13 and 14, it says these words, "But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility." This description shows that God, the God of peace, can make that difference. The difference of peace. When a soldier goes to war, is that what the soldier is thinking of? Is a soldier stepping forward with his feet with peace in mind, with peace at the forefront? I think normally, under most circumstances, a soldier would be going forward in aggression and defense. But here we are facing a different battle. Here we're facing a different battle. And peace plays an important part within that. In Romans 5 verse 1 it says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So although we are putting this armour on, it's a unique piece of kit. It's made for its purpose. It's made for readiness. It's made for speed. It's made for peace like no other peace. The peace of God. It's a hard thing to grasp what difference that can make in each of our lives. To know the peace of God in your life and to live with that peace of God in your life. It's something which is unmeasurable. It's something which can make a difference right now. It's something which can make a difference no matter what we're facing. To know that peace of God. That's why this footwear is essential. How powerful can this be? Remember how the scripture begins. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Each one of us are going into battle. Each one of us are a soldier tonight. It's hard to think that you've been called for a specific purpose. And it might be even harder to think that you've been called to be a soldier. What are we up against? In Romans 16 verses 20 it says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. You think of battle. You think of war. Yes, you may need armor. You may need that defense. You may need that sword, but we haven't come on to that bit yet. You may need that attack. But here we see something which you might not expect. Something which is so important to our stand. Our footwear. What are we placing on our feet? What are we putting on to enable us to stand firm? If we remember at the beginning of this scripture, it's something which is repeated. And I think when scripture repeats itself so quickly, it's something which is important. It's something which we need to take care and to adhere to. So even though this short verse speaks of a strange piece of footwear, a piece of footwear which will enable us to move forward, to have readiness, yet to go out with the gospel of peace is something that is so important to each and every one of us. You wouldn't think a pair of glorified sandals would be so critical in our spiritual attire, in our heavenly battle. I was thinking while I was preparing this, and it kept coming to my mind, of quite a famous footwear manufacturer. There's quite a lot of different footwear manufacturers out there, but this particular one has a slogan. And its slogan is "Just Do It." Now that should point you in the right direction of the manufacturer, but that has no reference really to this scripture, but I think the slogan does. Here is God's footwear. This God footwear can make a difference. This God footwear is something which is essential in our kit. So although it sounds strange, a pair of glorified sandals, going into battle with peace on your feet, just do it. Take it for its word. This is God's footwear which we need right now, every day, every moment. What else can be said than just take up this piece of equipment in the battle. Next time we'll move on to the last two bits. Thank you.